an ocean wind power surge. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. As wind farms get bigger, the windmills in front weaken the wind that reaches the windmills behind them. In the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, Carnegie atmospheric scientist Anna Posner and her colleagues report that this limits land-based wind farms to a maximum of about 1.5 watts per square meter of space. But in many parts of the ocean, the same-sized wind farms could produce four times more power by drawing energy from powerful winds aloft.
And this vertical transport seems to be going at a much faster rate over the ocean, particularly in the mid-latitudes, than it does overland.
As a result, just 1% of the ocean's surface could supply enough power to meet 100% of global energy needs. Posner says while the technical challenges of creating ocean wind farms are great, the potential is there. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.